right after that. Man, I love that tune. I really like that tune. That's what I call driving music.
Thank you. Well, yeah. I have a tendency to turn my own stuff up pretty loud when I'm driving.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. Again, we're over here with Unsigned Artists Showcase with Jim Richter. And his new album, Summer's Gone, and he is from Cherry Log, Georgia.
Yeah, Jim, thank you very much for being in the studio today. And this show with Jim Richter is brought to you by Service Plumbing. This is the Unsigned Artist Showcase, and Service Plumbing and Septic is bringing you the show. 706-781-1555, ready to handle all of your plumbing and septic problems. So check them out online, serviceplumbingandseptic.net. We've got all kinds of great artists in the area.
A lot of talent around the area, and we've got this show that we're showing everybody and letting everybody listen to hear the music that you normally don't get to hear. And that last song was Waiting. And so now, before we go into the next song that we're going to do, tell a little bit about how people can get a hold of you and your website and all your contact information, that kind of stuff.
Well, I've got a website. It's called jimrichtermusic.com. And there are links on there to my Facebook page and also to iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Music, CD Baby, a bunch of outlets where you can buy the CD. You can either get the physical CD if you like that, or you can buy it individually by the song for download, or you can download the whole album. Right. It's also on Spotify, basically available a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I just decided to do this independently because it's clear the music business has changed a lot. And, you know, in the old days, somebody who's an artist would have to hope they get a big break and sign with some big company and owe them a bunch of money and basically be their slave. And these days, if you just stick to it, you can put it out yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good deal. So y'all got that, and we also got the information over here at the radio station. So if you need it, just give us a call, 706-379-9770. And like I say, go to his jimrichtermusic.com. I also got the Facebook page. So
that's right, and there's contact information, email, and various contact information links on the sites.
You got a nice website. You got videos.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I got a guy down in LJ who designed that. That any, if there are any other artists out there that are thinking about having a CD out and a website, this guy did it all. And you know, he's a pro.
Right.
John
so
Crawford.
Let me ask you another question while we're at this. I always like to know kind of who, of course you're a little older than me, and not much, but who is, you know, like I'm a big Waylon Jennings guy, you know, I love Waylon Jennings. Who is kind of, who inspires you more? You know, it's hard to pick, I know, being a musician, but who inspires you more than anybody on the music business in, you know, over the years?
Well, my role model, if I could only sing like that, would be Steve Winwood, because he, you know, he writes great, great songs. Mm-hmm. He's got an awesome voice.
Right.
But he plays guitar, he plays keyboards, he can play bass, everything but drums. And back in the day, you know, back in the old days when he was with Traffic and Blind Faith, I mean, he was doing a lot of that. And on this album, this CD, basically, I'm doing all the singing, all the guitar playing, all the keyboard playing. I got a couple of real good, talented pro friends to help with drums and bass. But so I'd have to say Steve Winwood is my role model. But, you know, for guitar, I'd say Hendrix, Clapton, those guys really influenced me. And then when I heard the Allman Brothers, that blew me away.
Yeah.
That just, wow, listen to what those guys. Oh, man.
What if he hadn't got killed on a darn motorcycle?
Oh, listen, I tear myself up all the time. I had the chance to go hear them up north where I was living at the time in 1970, sometime late then, and I blew it. I missed it. Oh,
crazy.
Man, I can't believe it.
All right, we could talk forever about music, no doubt about it, but it's all about the songs that you have brought to us on this new Summer's Gone CD that we've got right here. What is the next song we're playing? Tell us a little bit about it before we start spinning it here.
Well, Summer's Gone is the title track.
Right.
I wrote that because, let's face it, I'm, let's say, a seasoned citizen at this point.
Right.
So I've done a little living in my time.
Right.
And one of my favorite songwriters is Don Henley. And he was talking recently on an interview about how, you know, look, I'm not writing for the, you know, the youngsters necessarily. I'm interested in the people who've done a little living. And, you know, I'm married. I've raised some kids. And I just think that there's some stuff you can talk about and write about when you've done that, that maybe when you're in your 20s, you might not be ready to do.
Right.
So it's just a song about the processes of life and getting a little older.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. That's the thing, you know, they talked to him about writing. How do you write a good song, you know? And they said, you know, just basically writing songs about life experience.
Tell stories, tell about real things in life. Right. I mean, that's something that a lot of songwriters, I think, don't think about, but right. I think if you just tell a story where other people can identify that and say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. Anyway, summer's gone. The title cut from the Jim Richter and Friends album right here. So this is the title cut, and we're going to play that right now on, I'll get it here in a minute, Unsigned Artist Showcase.
Good.
someone old looked back and said, summer's gone, gaze upon the setting sun, summer's gone.
All right, summer's gone. There's a title cut, man. Great song. I love
your music.
I love your music.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, we're kind of getting at the end of the show, and so this is the time when you need to say, hey, you know, there's some people I need to mention.
Well, I do need to mention, first and foremost, my producer, Michael Cornett, who's an outstanding musician and great engineer and got a great set of ears where he just hears stuff and he can fix up songs and make them sound better than they would have.
There you go.
And then Roger Gutierrez, the bass player who played on most of the album. He was in tons of bands over the years, including the Swinging Medallions and some others that people might have heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And also R.J. Pasternak, who's the drummer. He's the baby of the group. He's in his mid-40s, and he used to play all that, you know, big puffy hair, 80s heavy metal rock stuff.
Rock band, yeah.
Rock stuff.
Yeah,
that,
dude looked like a lady.
We kind of calm him down. His hair's a little shorter these days.
There you go.
We get him in check to play our kind of stuff.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway... So, listen, tell them one more time, because we're kind of getting into the album that we've got here is called Summer's Gone. That was the title cut that we just played. And Jim Richter and friends, very nice guy. We get to meet a lot of people, and we're doing a lot of stuff over here with the Unsigned Artist Showcase. And so if y'all have got somebody out there that would like to be on the show, give us a call over here at 706-379-9770. Or, Packy, what's the email thing?
Production@wjulradio.com.
Send us an email on that. We want all singer-songwriters. That's what we want. These cover bands, we're not interested in cover bands. That's just a human jukebox, but we want somebody that's actually sat down just like this right here and wrote his own song, done his own thing. And so anyway, the last song we're going to do is called Metamorphosis. Now, I got to hear this. How in the world do you get that to go in a song, man?
Well, there ain't no words to it. It's an instrumental, and this is kind of like a tribute to some of that L.A. smooth jazz kind of Lee Ritenour kind of stuff from the 80s. And it starts sort of more smooth jazz and gets a little more raucous and wild towards the end because inside, if you're a lead guitar player, there's a beast inside that occasionally just has to be
come out.
It has to come out.
Yeah. It's in there and it's got to come out.
It's got to come out.
Let that boy play some boogie woogie.
Turn it to 11.
There you go. That's where we're at, man. Well, we like living life up on 10, man. So anyway, we appreciate you coming in, Jim. And
I appreciate you.
Okay.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, I have too. And I've even been kicked out of church a couple of times. But anyway, this is the last song on the CD. We are going to ease on out with this last song. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. Don't forget to tune back in. This will also be played tomorrow, Sunday at 11 also. And then next week, we'll have a new artist on Unsigned Artist Showcase right here on 97.7. Tell all your friends to go to our Facebook page and like Unsigned Artist Showcase. Send us some more people over here. Having a great time getting to know everybody that's coming through. And so, again, this is the last song, Metamorphosis. You got anything you'd like to give a shout-out to your wife and say, oh, honey, I love you, or anything?
Hi, Melinda. No, Melinda, you ain't no lady. That song is not about you, dear. You know that. I love
Valentine's.
You.
Valentine's.
I love you, dear. I love you.
Yeah, he's writing you a song right now for Valentine. Make up for all this. But anyway, we're going to ease on out. Packy, got anything you want to shout-out to?
That's about it, man.
All right. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and be back next Saturday, same time, same place right here with a brand new artist. If y'all want to get any information on this Jim Richter and his CD, give us a call over here, 706-379. We have all the information right here that you can get in contact with him. That being said, we appreciate you coming in, Jim.
I appreciate being asked.
Yep, we're going to be doing some more stuff together, I do believe.
I do hope so.
There we go. Now we're talking. Anyway, the last song we're going to play is Metamorphosis. So turn it on up to 11 and enjoy this, and we will be back next week.